Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Alicia. Welcome to another...
Leche ka.
Where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your gut as a question, and we just talk about you. Our Leche fans, welcome. And if it's your first time to the Halala Show, what's up, man?
What's up?
That's Rika G, and I'm JC. And we do have regular mixes. Well, wherever you're listening to this, you can also catch our regular mix. Season 2 Mix 30 is out now. But we will go dive right into some Leche
Wait
fan mail.
What? A second.
Yes.
Which means if it's season 2, mix 30, we already had 30 weeks into the year.
Give or take, yeah, pretty much. I think we didn't skip a week. So yes, 30 what? Weeks indeed. Isn't that crazy? That's wild.
It is.
It is the first week of August. So happy August to everyone out there, shall we?
Happy Ghost Month, if you guys believe in that. I know a lot of people believe in that. And apparently there's like a bunch of stuff that you cannot do. So if you guys know more about that, you might want to inform us.
Because I hope it's not Ghost Month for cryptocurrency.
Well, hopefully. They did say that you're not like supposed to get on a new venture and stuff like that. So somebody told me that if you actually don't believe in that stuff, you don't have to follow any of those rules or whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's not in your religion, you kind of don't have to. I know a lot of people just like blame it on that or Mercury retrograde, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's the one where when the planets are aligned. Because I've interviewed a lot of yung mga astrologists and yung mga maghuhula. They always talk about that shit, about the planets aligning a certain way. And because of that, like electronics, though, are affected because of
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That actually could be possible.
I mean, I feel it could be. I feel like it could. But right? I don't think so.
No, I mean,
get it. Like, because I don't know.
Well,
I mean, hold the presses.
We can't explain.
Anna, stop the presses. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Shall we read some Leche fan mail?
Surely.
All right. What was the stinger? Weren't we working on one like
Mua.
Basa? Hindi basa kasi red. Ano nga? Pula? Ano? We were doing something. We were working on something where it was like,
why?
Red.
Why are we with colors?
No, because I read like, we read it. Nah, I forgot what I said. It was witty. Nakalimutan ko na.
Pwede pula.
It was something else. Anyway, all right. This one from they say you can call me Nagaraya. Nice. So Nagaraya says, "Hello, Ate Rika and Kuya JC. I have a problem. And I trust you both, kaya dito ako pumunta para mag-ask ng advice. Nag-apply ako ng job sa call center." Nag-apply ako ng job sa call center. Na nakapasa ako, kaso na-move yung training namin at ilang weeks na din akong naghihintay. Kaya ngayon, nagdadalawang isip na ako if itutuloy ko pa ba ito. Sure naman daw na may magiging work kami. Right now, I'm a student pa. But our setup sa school is great, kaya I'm sure na I can still study kahit na my work. Na-realize ko din na me having a job can help me buy stuff that I want, save money and pay bills and buy food para dito sa bahay. Alam ko naman kaya ko. Kaya ko naman diba, Ate Rika and Kuya JC? I need
advice. Of course.
So I guess that's the help that Nagaraya needs. Kaya ba? Kaya naman.
Kaya naman. Kung kakayanin, kaya naman. Yeah. Can you imagine if we were just like assholes and be like, nah, dude, that's not gonna work.
Give it
fuck
up,
you
bro.
All.
Stop it, man.
Can you imagine? No, of course not. Of course. I'm sure kaya yan. There will be, I feel like there will be days that you would kind of like regret or because, you know, there will be days where it will just be tiring.
Yeah.
You can't even explain it. Mm-hmm. But just think about why you started it. And if you still love it, if the next day you still love it, then it just means you were just tired the day before. Yeah. But if you're already unhappy with your decision, there's always that choice of, you know, leaving.
Yeah. And I think it's becoming more common now to be able to work and like working students because of the whole remote work from home situation. So I think it's because I feel like there are people who are doing that when it wasn't work from home, and that was even more difficult because of the logistics of it, you know, balancing schedule and whatever, and then going to work in classes. So at least in this case, maybe you can adjust according, like it'll be, it's fair to say if it's easier to adjust, but I feel like the minus the commute time and whatever, I guess it just depends on where you thrive in that case. But I know you can do it. So anyway, continuing just the last part of the email. Good luck sa 1C Coffee ni Ate Rica. Good luck sa Axie Infinity ni Kuya JC. Mahal ko kayo. Ingat kayo palagi. And see you soon. Thank you, Ate Rica and Kuya JC, for existing. Share ko lang. Madalas na 5 a.m. na ako natutulog. Wala naman akong jowa. Nagne-Netflix lang talaga. Love, Nagaraya.
Aww. Okay lang.
Thank you, Nagaraya.
Thank you, Nagaraya.
You got this.
Can I just say,
yes,
Nagaraya original flavor,
yes,
top beer.
Butter.
Top beer.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Pero butter? Butter and yellow.
Butter, yun yan, the original one. I'm so sorry, adobo flavor.
Adobo was whack.
Super no. The only adobo flavor that I like is in Boy Bawang. That one, top beer.
Yeah, Nagaraya adobo is not that tight. But the butter is the OG, diba? It's not the, wait,
butter,
what's the red one?
Butter is the OG, yeah.
What's the red one then? Yun ba yung adobo? There's spicy. A red and a green one eh.
No, orange yung adobo, di ba?
Oh, let me
orange.
Look it up. A garlic yung green.
And ano yung
hot
ano yung
and
red?
Spicy yung hot and cracker. Not.
Have you ever brown tasted hot and... I don't think I've ever tasted hot and spicy.
I feel like I've tried all of them. All I know is that the adobo one is all right. Like it's aight.
It's too salty for me. It's aight.
No, but the butter one is the best, hands down.
Yeah,
like
original,
diba? Yellow, yeah, original. No, no cap. It's busted.
No cap. No, they say one more. Eh? No cap. No copy or something.
And then that's fax, no printer.
Ayon. No copy.
No copy. No copy shop.
Sarado po kami.
All right. Pula. Oh no, not pula. I forgot. I said something clever red. Last time, and you said it was good, but I forgot what it was. Anyway, okay. This one says you can call me Chanel. Hi, Rica and JC. Ang cool. Fourth Leche fan mail ko na to. Halata bang depressed ako sa life kaya need ko ng advice? Haha, char.
Uy, grabe, hindi naman.
Char. First of all, congrats, Rica, sa bago mong business. I hope makapunta ako in the future. And JC, sayo na lang ako nagiging updated about crypto and Axie Infinity. Kung paano ba siya mag-work. I am the worst source of information for that. And now, here's my dilemma. Disclaimer, sorry kung medyo dark. Okay, it's kind of lengthy, so here we go. I have a friend na more than 10 years na rin. And let's call her Juno. Okay, so si Juno and si Chanel. Sa akin siya nag-o-open kapag may problem sa love life and minsan sa family. And now, medyo nabubuisit siya sa father niya. You see, DDS and Pro Marcos yung father niya. Plus, oof, hindi rin siya naniniwalang may COVID.
What a combination, man.
Grabe, di ba? Kahit nanonood naman siya lagi ng news, eh di pa rin niya mag-grasp tong nangyayari sa pandemic na to. Na pakulo lang daw to ng China, etc. Walang pake kung mag-COVID kasi di naman siya naniniwala doon. Mama naman niya, nakikinig lang sa mga mali-maling logic slash explanation ng papa niya. Nakapagpa-vaccine naman siya since yung friend ko yung nag-register sa parents niya. Kahit na minsan, kinokorek niya papa niya, mas naiinis pa papa niya sa kanya. Kaya hindi na lang niya kinakausap papa niya. Okay. So ngayon, siya naiinis na rin sa papa niya. Kaya ngayon, bigla siya nag-open up. Kung may mangyari, knock on wood, for example, magka-COVID, Parang ayaw ko tulungan si Papa financially, lalo na ako panganay. Hi, parang financially kasi, kung ma-hospital, magiging cargo, tama ba? What's cargo? K-A-R-G-O. Cargo. I don't know what that means.
Cargo, like baggage.
Ah, okay. Magiging cargo niya lahat siya. Lahat, since siya yung may work at panganay. Ah, okay. Gets. Kumbaga, siya yung dapat maglabas ng malaki compare sa iba niyang kapatid.
Right.
Gets ko siya, ang hirap nga naman tulungan kung ganun ang mindset. What do you think? I'm so sorry in advance kung mahaba and ang dark nung email. I swear next time masaya naman. Hey. Stay safe and God bless Chanel. That is quite a dilemma.
It is. I mean, for me, whatever your decision is, you just got to stand by it. Because either way, I don't think any of those decisions are bad, especially because, you know, yeah, I want to stick with that. I want to stick with, I don't think any of those decisions are bad, whatever you decide. Do you think any of those decisions are bad? Like, let's say you choose not to help your parents. Okay. Let's say you choose not.
It's different. It's difficult because, I am not a my mom is not a COVID denier. Okay. That's hard. It's hard to sometimes it's like a natural instinct to say like, "Ay, buti nga sa hindi ka naniniwala o naniniwala ka na."
No. That's different from what if magka-COVID lang sila and you just choose not to help them.
Oh.
It's not like you wished you wanted them to have COVID. Right? Yeah.
It's not. But if the burden falls usually on the panganay, which it shouldn't be, usually it should be split.
That's true.
Right? That's how it goes.
I mean, it should be split from all the
siblings.
With all the siblings.
If possible, yeah, right? That's usually how, ideally, that's what I think what I would expect. That's how my family runs things. So when my mom has five other siblings, so when something, they need a, you know, like let's say when my lolo passed, they split the cost of the funeral. Like six ways. So if it was a sibling thing, that's what I would advise. I don't know, like the whole panganay breadwinner thing is, I know it's very prevalent here in the Philippines, but if may kaya naman yung iba, maybe they can discuss that. But who knows? We don't know how old the other siblings are also.
I don't think kasi it's a matter of like, if it's this, kasi I think ang dilemma niya is parang ayaw niyang tulungan yung dad, right? And I think the dilemma there is because we have that kind of mindset as Filipinos that you have to give up everything for your parents because they sacrificed everything for you. I think that narrative, that conversation is already changing nowadays. You know what I mean? Like people are saying, yeah, that's true, but you know, I know this is like unpopular opinion and I might just be influenced by, you know, social media, but there's that argument and I'm not saying it's correct, but there is that argument that, well, we didn't choose to be, you know, born to be in this world,
yes,
you know, for us to have that kind of burden. Of course, if it did come from you that you want to help them because they're your parents, then that's great. But yeah, there's just that argument that I want to present to what's his name again?
Chanel. Frenny Chanel.
Yeah.
There's
that argument that I want to...
Juno.
I want to present Juno. That there is also that argument that... That's why I said, you know, I don't think any of those decisions are bad.
Yeah.
If you do...
Decide to help.
Decide to help them. I mean... It is your, first of all, it's your money.
Yeah.
You can spend it the way you want to spend it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It is, but of course, I mean, just like Chanel said, it is kind of hard to help people na ganun yung mindset.
Yeah.
Makes you think, because I think I remember saying here on the podcast, I said like, or no, maybe it's just what I think in my dark thoughts alone. Is that, you know, these in the States, you'd see all those crazy, especially when COVID was really... Like at the start of the whole COVID thing last year, people were partying in Miami Beach, like without their masks, and saying, you know, COVID, whatever. And then when I saw the article that, you know, spring breaker kids partying,
get
whatever,
COVID.
Got COVID, a little bit of me was like, Yes. Oh, it's fucked up. It's so dark, bro.
It's so fucked up. I get it.
A little bit of me is like, fuck yeah. You dumbasses. But if it's my own flesh and blood, right? If it's family, I don't know. It's a little bit of a tougher call. Like, because if it was someone, like a stranger reached out to me and said, hey, I don't believe in COVID, but I got it. Can you help me? I'd be like, fuck no. I'm not helping you. So right. It's a little more of a difficult choice for Juno. So I can't really say. But like Rika said, it's true. Like whatever, you're not responsible, right? There's no contract in, unless there's like a legal contract or something. There's no legal contract that the daughter or son, eldest daughter, or not even just any eldest, like just your children have to take care of you. It's kind of just how they foster that relationship, right? That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
There's no legal, like, binding for that, is there? No. I didn't sign anything. So hopefully Juno works it out. That's a rough one, man. Good luck to Juno. And thank you, Chanel.
What is your stance, or what is your reaction when you find out that somebody you're close with, not just your relatives, their mindset is super different than yours? Let's say you got EDS sila and they deny that there's COVID. What would be your reaction?
It depends on the how the gravity of it. But if it's, you know, if it's like, because DDS is a broad spectrum, right?
Yeah.
What makes them, in your opinion, for example, if you're deciding if you're labeling someone a DDS, what makes them a DDS? Do they support, like, you know, policies which I think are stepping on human, you know, human whatever, like, what's the word?
human
rights. Like if they're really like, yeah, we don't believe in the human rights of some people, then I wouldn't be friends with them anymore. But if it was more along the lines of, I'm a DDS because maybe I'm in, seems like they're uneducated and they just, I don't know, man. There's some people that just don't really read up or whatever, or they blindly follow. But I don't know. I feel like I don't have friends like that. I hope. I remember, okay, so one example is, I wouldn't call him a close friend, just an acquaintance, right, that I followed on Instagram. And I met him at like casting, yung mga sa commercials. So he's like, he's a model. I think he has his own agency now or whatever, right? His own casting agency, right? And then I don't really talk to him all the time, but then on Instagram one time I was scrolling and then I saw there's this one time when social media influencers were paid to post pictures of like Enril, what's his name?
Enrile.
See, I know one once Enrile.
Okay.
And I saw it. I was like, what the hell? Oh, that's so weird. Why is this popping up on my IG feed, right? So and I looked more into like his IG feed. It turned out he was whatever. Like he had a lot of politically whatever minded posts. But when I met him in person, right? Like when I talked to him, like he seemed like a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He never would like. And I remember talking to him during a shoot. And he seemed like a regular dude, like any regular guy on this, you know, that I would be okay being friends with. So I wouldn't unfriend him yet, you know. That's kind of just how I see it. Unless he was going on rants and shit online and about, you know, anti-human rights stuff.
Right.
I'm okay with it, you know. It's because you have to have differences, right? It's okay to have differences as long as they don't really step on it. How about you? Did you have Anna? What if you found out someone?
You know, I just remembered a podcast that I was listening to, and they said, okay, I don't remember the title of the podcast, but it basically was talking about what if you're trying out new things that is not aligned with the beliefs that you grew up with and the beliefs of your friends.
Yeah,
and the main point of the whole pod or the whole episode was, you don't have to have the same morality growing up, let's say with your friends, but you can always remain friends because it's, alam mo yun, parang it's in two different realms, your friendship and what you believe in. It doesn't need to be aligned all the time. You can actually grow together, but believing in different things. which I think not a lot of people, because honestly, I don't think I can handle that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do think about it, it is kind of like that. It's like those are two different things. You can still be friends and believe in different things, right?
Yeah. Usually the only thing where it gets a little bit, how I would say it gets more difficult is if you were probably in a romantic relationship. I could see why, you know, like having different religions or different views on whatever could be a big strain on that. But with friends, I get that viewpoint. Like, I feel like, honestly, I feel like as much as I make fun of them, I feel like I could be friends with a flat earther.
You're inviting it now.
If I was just, you know, if I met someone and they seem normal in every aspect of the way, you know, we like most of the same stuff. And it's like, yeah, JC, do you believe, you know, JC, I believe the earth is flat. I'd be like, okay, bro.
Okay, bro. Right.
Nice, man.
Want to have Jollibee?
You want to jog to, I know. You want to jog to another country or whatever? But
is that possible with flat earthers?
Well, like, I mean, I don't know.
Flat earthers, do they believe that they can like jog to another
country? I don't know what they believe in or whatever, but
We're not making fun of what, you know.
I'm making fun of flat earthers, man. But I feel like I could be okay with, you know, if that's his like one thing, like if he's super nice, he gives to charity, right? He likes babies, he pets dogs, right? And he has a good job.
They're probably better than us because we don't like babies. Right?
I mean, like, let's say he has a wife. He doesn't, you know, he's loyal to his wife, his kids, his flat earther kids are all really good in school, right?
Probably not.
If
science.
That's the only thing, if that's the only thing.
If that's the only,
and they're not preaching their flat earther, you know, life to, you know, they're not preaching the Bible of flat earthers to other people and making them believe in it. That's not, I feel like I will be okay with that.
Science. Oh, what? It's true.
Flat earther Jimmy, how many hours in a day or whatever, right? When does the sun revolve?
Revolve around what, teacher?
Okay, thank you for the Lecha fan mail. You can email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com. We got a few gutters of questions. Moo! This one off of our Instagram. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, halalashow, we post these usually every week to ask you, our Lecha fans, for some questions. Okay, this one, the first one from Patrick. It says, do you guys enjoy listening to audiobooks versus reading the actual book?
I do. When I started listening to audiobooks, I was actually a little embarrassed. I don't know why. It's probably because, you know, I'm surrounded with friends who just love reading books. Like, they literally enjoy it. And for me, I do enjoy it as long as it's a book I really, really, really like. I cannot read a book that's just, you know, you're just going to try it. And then, you know how some people are like, since I already started it, I'm going to finish it. I cannot be that person. TBH. So yeah, I actually enjoy books. And just a hack, and I don't think this is special Asian Johnning it, but there's a bunch of Spotify quote unquote podcasts that get audiobooks and they upload it on Spotify and you can get it for free.
And then they get taken down after a week.
Yeah, after a week. I mean, like, right? I mean, if you already have a subscription, then why not?
True. I mean, you're not doing anything wrong. It's the person who uploaded it.
Right? That's true.
Right?
Right.
Wait, audiobooks, how does that work? Because I haven't really listened to an audiobook in a long time. Is it in tracks, like chapters, or do you have to pause? Like, is it like a 5-hour long audio file? Or is it like breaking down?
I think it depends.
Okay.
It depends. Because, you know, from where I listen, it's just one big audio file.
My fear would be I would forget. Like, let's say I have it on.
Where you are.
Yeah. Like, let's say I'm on Spotify or something, right? And then I play, you know, I play a song because I, you know, I want to take a break. And I go back to it. I'm trying to find my bookmark in this 5-hour
file. No, usually it stops where you stop listening.
Usually, yeah. But what if it, you know, you listen on a different device or something?
Mm.
Yeah. So that would be my only thing. But to answer Patrick, I cannot focus on audiobooks. What's weird because I like podcasts.
Yeah.
It's weird. Maybe because I actually, well, audiobooks, usually the ones that I've been exposed to are audiobooks of like fiction, I don't know, fiction books though. Fiction is fiction when it's not real, right? fiction is when it's not real. Like, mga Harry Potter is fiction. Wait, I'm so, that's such a stupid question. I'm sorry. I always, elementary school, I had such a difficult time remembering what the difference between fiction and non-fiction was.
Non-fiction.
Yeah, because
you just have to remember one word because non-fiction is just
fiction is the imaginary stuff. Okay,
imaginary,
like Harry Potter.
But you know what? It's fine because until now, if I try to spell receipt, I would not know how to spell.
No, because fiction sounds like a really legitimate thing. So what I always thought before was, you know, if it's fiction, it's about real life.
It's stuff, real,
right? Because in nonfiction sounds like, oh, it's not real life stuff. So it's all imaginary. So I always get those confused. But anyway, when I was exposed to audiobooks, it would usually be fiction related stuff. And I don't know, I have a difficult time listening to, even if the narrator is really good, because sometimes some audiobooks are praised for the whoever they get as the reader, the narrator guy or girl. But when I read, because I develop my own imagination
voice,
whether it's my voice reading it and I kind of, it's me narrating it, or it's just someone, you know, I imagine someone totally different. So if I'm not maybe feeling the narrator, or if it doesn't like sit in line with my what I think, I can't really get into it. Maybe that's why.
Maybe because you've been listening to fiction books. But to be honest, I feel like if the voice actor or actress was somebody famous, I would not appreciate it or appreciate it as much because it's not a neutral voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never actually listened, quote unquote, to like famous fiction stories,
right?
Like yun nga, Harry Potter, because I'm not sure, because maybe I'm just thinking if I was going to enjoy that story, I would just watch the movie.
Yeah.
So most of the time, actually probably like 99% of the time, I would listen to self-help books.
Yeah, nonfiction.
And that's what, nonfiction. And even now, if you look at my podcast list, it's really more about self-help and like philosophy and shit like that. Like
That's my favorite stuff, dude. That's my favorite books, right?
Same. I'm actually, can I suggest, is this a suggestion corner?
Yes, go.
Because I'm already in this corner and I can't get up. Okay. so I have been listening to a couple of podcasts lately. So the first one is, and I'm not being like pretentious or whatever, I also cannot understand it up until the surface level. But Daily Stoic with Ryan Holiday is really good. It's like prompts of like, you know, what do you call this? Like topics about stoicism, basically. And it's like, there are episodes where it's just 7 minutes long, 3 minutes long, but he does have full episodes, which are like an hour and 30 minutes long.
It's ironic you mentioned Ryan Holiday because I, you know, Matt Diabella, right, on YouTube.
Yeah.
I just watched like a 40-minute, you know, one-on-one interview on YouTube on Matt Diabella's channel with that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
He's got a great jawline.
I know. He is very good looking. Okay. Next one is Optimal Living Advice. And this one, I really like it because the episodes can get really specific. It's not just like, let's say, about life or something, or about death. Also, somebody suggested a YouTube channel. And wait, lang, I think it's called Crash Course Philosophy. There we go. It's called Crash Course Philosophy.
Crash Course Philosophy.
I think the channel is called Crash Course, but then there is Crash Course Philosophy in the channel. Okay. And then apparently the host of that show on YouTube is the brother of John Green, the writer. the author.
Fault in Our Stars. So,
yeah. So it's a really well-made series and I truly enjoy it. Like I said, I'm not saying that I understand every single, you know, concept and episode. I just like tickling my brain. It tickles my brain. Yeah. It tickles my brain. Literally. but yeah, there.
I like that.
And yes. I'm out of the suggestion corner.
The stoicism stuff, because I was watching that Ryan and Holiday one. They were, like you said, there's different topics that they could really expound on. And yeah. The one that they were talking about was stillness, because Matt DiBella, he's a minimalist. Mm-hmm. And it was about the concept of stillness. And the thing about Ryan Holiday,
yeah,
is that he would give so many real world examples of, mm-hmm. of like famous or like, you know, world leaders that kind of practice these kind of traits of stoicism.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like he doesn't just give a suggestion. Like he actually backs it up with, I would call it evidence, right? Or I would call it,
right.
You know,
right.
He has argument points for argument for each thing that he says.
Okay. So like I said, I don't really know everything about stoicism, but right now, you know, what's really helping me every single time I am in a difficult situation or I find myself in a situation I don't like, I always go back to that one school of thought, I guess, or their one concept in stoicism where we're all going to die one day, memento mori, you know? So that thinking helps me a lot these days, probably in the past 2 weeks. Whenever I encounter a problem or I embarrass myself or I think I didn't do a good job with something, it helps me ease my mind. Whenever I think about, you know what? Fuck this, but like not it. Fuck what I'm doing,
right.
But fuck what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what? Just deal with it. Get rid of the problem because we're all going to die one day. Yeah. I know it's a little dark,
no,
but it makes so much and it, you know, it comforts me a little bit.
Yeah, I really, you know, I always use the Drake term, right. YOLO.
99 before. Problems, but no, a bitch ain't one. Sorry.
YOLO.
Oh, I know. Kiki, do you love me? Are we sliding?
No, I was really a big like YOLO fan. Like, I mean, the word YOLO was thrown around before, at least college kids. Right? I don't know if people still use that or people think it's badui, right? When people say YOLO, but it really is it's the concept, right? You only live once. So sometimes I use that True. When it go into things. I also on TikTok, there's so many. I don't know if we have the same kind of For You page, Rikaji, but every maybe fourth video, I get like an inspirational. Usually it's a white guy. I don't know why. Usually it's a white guy telling you that your life is not, you know, is a lot more, you know, it's a lot deeper than you think it is, or it's a lot simpler than you think it is, or it's a lot, you know, there's so many things. You are the CEO of your life. I get every four videos, right. I get that shit in my feed. So there's a lot of great stuff like that that I also hear on TikTok. That motivates me a lot at the time.
Right.
In the moment, it does.
You know who's a really good speaker and would give like really sound advice? That guy from Weezer. I think he's the lead guitar or
the lead singer of Weezer?
Who's the lead singer of Weezer?
Sienna.
Ryan. No,
what the fuck is that guy's name?
What the fuck?
River.
Yeah. River Cuomo.
Rivers.
Anyway.
Rivers.
he meditates like crazy. As
Does
in
he? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. His meditation what do you call it? Routine takes up most of the day, and how he explains it and how he makes other people in his life understand. It's just so good. Like you would totally get it why he meditates that much. And he's in a rock band.
Yeah.
He literally tours the world, would have, you know, girls left and right, probably like drugs at the palm of his hand.
If he wanted to.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But he chooses to meditate, dude.
There you go.
And it's just cool that he lives that life.
And puts out bangers like Island in the Sun. Puts out bangers,
but still meditates. And he would go on like meditation retreats for a long time.
Wow.
And would have to leave his family.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. Huh?
It's like that one Black Mirror episode I watched where Topher Grace, he's like in the middle of the desert, just sitting there like meditating. He's like the CEO of a company. And the people do that shit in real life. Like they take meditation. Like, I don't know if it's like a sabbatical or whatever, but they go away by themselves for like a week or a month. That's wild. Can you imagine sitting alone by yourself for a week?
And then like have a vow of silence.
Yeah, or no electronics. The hell would you do? What would you think of? I'm sure everything, right? I'm sure everything would come rushing in after day two. You're gonna probably be like, oh my god, you're gonna become you're gonna Jim Carrey it, right? On a different plane of existence.
Yeah, I feel like it would really force you to be on that level.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't have any distractions, right?
Yeah. I agree. Oh, that was a pretty lengthy answer to one question. I think we could cut it there and save the rest for another time. But if you want to join in on the Let's Chica, you can always, once again, email us, thehalalashow@gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram. It's halohalashow, where we do post the prompts for the guy that's a question. Is there anything in the Lecce fan group that we missed? Anything that was popping over there? We have a Lecce fan, the Halalashow Lecce fam on Facebook. We have 500 plus members over there.
So
if you want to just post random stuff, I know Rico posted something.
So I just posted something because I follow Esteban Cycling Club. And if you guys are into, you know, biking around the city, that's a pretty cool page that you can follow.
Perfect.
And then they posted a photo on their Instagram account where they visited Lugar Coffee. And like I told you about Lugar Coffee before, right? They have a mobile espresso machine. They just go around the city, right? It's super cool. Mm-hmm. And Ian is actually a fan of the Halo Show.
I see the shirt here.
And he wore the shirt while brewing coffee. It's like two of my favorite things coming together.
It's a good way to plug our. We have merch still, t-shirts. If you want to get some Halalashow merch for you and your Lecce fan friends, you know, go over there. I like their sign. Yung parang jeepney na.
Yeah, it's cool, right? You know, have you ever seen that those guys make that sign?
Yes, that shit is wild. They like paint. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like lines. They just paint lines and then all of a sudden you have words.
You see the word. I know. I was so shook the first time I saw the guy do it. I was like, wow. That's incredible.
That's talent, dude.
It is. Okay. Also, some Lecce fans, I think from Treewin Ricketts posted first, but then it seems like a lot of people commented along the Spotify search history, which I guess wouldn't be as, you know, compared to your Google search history, it's probably safer. Right?
Safer, that is true.
But it's really cool to see incognito. What people are liking or what people like. So, for example, Triwin has, well, of course, the Halalashow, but also based on the search history, seems like Rich Brian, Blink 182, Young Thug, and the 1975. Okay, Churches.
What would be yours?
I can pull mine up right now. Do you have yours?
Me too.
Okay.
So I pulled up. I searched recently.
Yes.
This is Mariah Carey.
Oh, I have that, dude. I swear, I kid you not. I have Mariah Carey at the top of my list right now.
No freaking way.
Yeah. Okay, thank God I found you with Mariah Carey. You can get Joe at 98 degrees.
I have the This is Mariah Carey, like the playlist that Spotify compiled. Mm-hmm. I have Chill Vibes. Stoic Coffee Break.
Okay.
For some reason, I have here Style by Taylor Swift.
I love that song.
I love my 2000s R&B in the club.
Okay.
And
wait, in the club of 50 Cent, or is that the name of a playlist you follow?
No, in the club 50 Cent. Dude.
Wait, why are you listening to that? Go shy.
Because I remember one of our customers in 1C, they were celebrating his birthday. And when they picked up the coffee, I was playing the song.
Go shine.
By the way, can I just say, I truly enjoyed Donalyn Bartolome's newest song called OMO. And it's basically like, I'm an independent girl. And I love one of the lines there says, ano yun, tabi, ako ay paparada, tapos bababa ako na naka-Prada. Oh, ganda kaya.
Galing.
You know, it's really a fun song. You
si
guys should
Donalyn
listen to
Bartolome, one of her songs made my yung ano wrap up Spotify wrap up 1 year.
Ano like to? Few,
yung kakaibib.
Ah, kakaibib.
That song
know,
is a
kakaibib.
Banger, bro.
It's a bad look, dude. I mean, you can't good. Deny it. Okay, at this point, I roll my eyes whenever people say that you know something is a Jeje song or whatever,
dude,
and
that
I'm
song
like,
is a banger,
dude,
bro.
If it's a song, it's a song. It
that
doesn't need to be
hanap,
anything.
Hanap ni James Reid at Nadine before.
Oh right. Oh, I actually have a story about Donalyn because okay. There's this one time she guested on All Out, which is the show right yeah. after our radio show mm-hmm. on RX, right? And then the elevator doors opened and there was this girl in, you know, normal clothing with a backpack mm-hmm. on. And then nagulat ako, so she ran past by me and said, oh, can you hold the door for RX?
Yeah.
And I said, sure, come in. Tapos na sa elevator na ako, naisip ko, was that Donalyn Bartolome? I think it was. Well, this is way before
she
the
was
pandemic.
Alone? She didn't have like her.
She was alone.
Her,
she was wearing a backpack. She was herself.
That's
and
rare.
Then I recognized her outfit when she appeared on the YouTube video after because yes. they record a YouTube video, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's her. She was just wearing a backpack.
That's
and
so rare
because
they never travel alone. Like our artists,
know.
They usually have their. They have so many
posse.
People on their posse with them.
Yeah.
What else is in your Spotify search now that we
oh,
can...
wait long. Here. I have Twice because I've been learning the choreography for Alcohol Free, which is their newest, one of their new songs.
Okay.
I have Mayonnaise Radio and DPR Live Radio. I
what
like
this is mayonnaise, yung mayonnaise. What
meron.
Ah, meron. Okay.
However, I actually like the radio function of Spotify.
Yeah.
Like that is my most used function of Spotify. Whenever I like a song,
I do the same.
I click on go to song radio and I listen to the songs related or in the same genre. Mm-hmm. I like that you know, algorithm.
Yeah. I used to listen to, they don't have it here, but in the States when I or in college, there's an app called Pandora. Do you know mm-hmm. that? It's basically like they didn't have streaming like on-demand songs, but you could put an artist in and it would play you songs similar, just like Spotify does. And that's how I actually discovered Ed Sheeran, believe it or not. Like Ed Sheeran was not famous yet. He was, I guess, growing in popularity in England. But I was listening to, I forgot which radio station, I think Paolo Nutini, and then I think mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran came up and I was like, damn, this guy's good. And then Ever since I was a fan. So listening to Spotify radio is a good way to discover new music. So I really
That's true.
I agree with you. Is that it on your Spotify search?
That's it.
I have Childish Gambino. Oh Wonder. And then I have Don Philip. You know Don Philip? He's like this song. He had like a one song with Britney Spears way back. And then he has a song called Sugar. But it's not on Spotify. I was looking at it because I saw on TikTok, he auditioned for, I forgot, X Factor, and when Britney Spears was a judge, and it was a pretty pretty sad audition because he didn't make it through his voice. I think he did drugs or whatever, so mm-hmm. his voice kind of fucked up over time. But he had a great song called Sugar, Don Philip, Sugar, but it's not on Spotify. His name is just here on my search. I have the La La Land soundtrack. I have the Hunchback of Notre Dame soundtrack. Baby No Money. Castaways.
Baby Nos.
Castaways by the Backyardigans.
Castaways.
Olivia Rodrigo. I have Bozzy Love. I have the 80% with Broad Fits. M2M. Kanye West. Can't Tell Me Nothing. That song specifically. And then Mac Miller and Mark E. Basie. I don't know when I searched through these guys.
Speaking of specific songs, I have been sleeping on J. Cole, man. Nobody told me that I should have been in that room.
J. Cole is the...
Nobody told me that I would love J. Cole this much.
So you love J. Cole, huh? What's your favorite J. Cole song right now?
I like it's in my playlist. I use it for running. Yeah. Here we go. I like No Role Models with a Z. Workout.
Okay.
There.
Edamame is my favorite song right now. Have I said that on this podcast?
Yeah,
that
shit
is my fucking
did.
Favorite song right now. Baby No Money.
Baby Nos.
Featuring Rich Brian. But yeah, if you want to check out the other Leche fans, the playlist or search history, it's all on this Hala Hala Show Leche Fam. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Like, not just that, but that people have been posting. Oh, yeah, Sam. See, Sam agreed that the Baby No Money Rich Brian song, he posted the actual official video here, which is actually a pretty funny music video, that he agrees it is a banger. Okay, that's it, man. Shall it? We? Yeah, we already plug all the social media. Oh, go get NordVPN if you want. We
didn't get a chance to plug it
there. Check it out on the podcast description below and follow our social media and stay safe during ECQ. Take care, everybody. And extra song.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.